if you're into flying model airplanes, I guess that's one thing. But now the new model airplane, let's face it, it's a drone. Whether it's something with a fixed wing, or whether it's like a helicopter with a camera, high definition camera, they can do just about anything. I was amazed seeing the pictures that went into the old Chernobyl site in the old Russian Soviet territory. But what would you think about drones flying over our state capitol or buzzing in and around the newly refurbished Capitol Dome while the legislature is in session? Is that a good idea? And the Capitol Commission basically said, no, it's not a good idea. They didn't want it done. But what about teeth of law? Well, the teeth of law have now been applied to this, and it's due to State Senator Rick Jones, Republican out of Grand Ledge, who joins us this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
So you saw what the Capitol Commission put forward. This was a little while back, I think during the summertime, and said, you know, it'd be good to have that enshrined in state law that you need permission to fly a drone in and around the Capitol building, and it looks like that is going to come to pass if things keep moving forward, correct?
Yes, there's a number of areas of concern. We don't need drones buzzing the Capitol. You know, it's one thing if you have a professional photographer that's taking pictures of an outside wedding. It's another thing if you got a hobbyist that went down to the local Radio Shack store and bought something off the shelf and wants to go play with it. You know, we don't want to smash it into students and tourists, the historic building, and it's certainly not appropriate. Other bills will be addressing flying over the National Guard bases, flying over prisons where they could drop in drugs and all sorts of things.
Senator, my producer said, what's a Radio Shack? So you gave away your age, and of course, I give away mine because I got your reference immediately. But things change out there. And I guess not knowing what people are up to with these and what those drones could contain as they go over airspace, that's a concern to you as well?
Well, absolutely. I mean, drones could be used by a foreign power. You know, they have cameras in them. But they could have listening devices, they could have explosives. I even saw one on the internet.
But you don't think, now wait a minute, you don't think a foreign power would be coming after the Michigan State Capitol, do you?
Well, I would hope not, but certainly anything in this day of ISIS could be a target.
Okay.
But obviously the law is more of a concern for safeguarding the public from hobbyists buzzing around and plane in the Capitol grounds.
Okay, so you've introduced this. What are your counterparts and colleagues say?
I had a number of co-sponsors, and everybody seemed on board. There's no reason to have these things unless you have the proper training and permit from the Capitol Commission, which is nonpartisan.
And this would only be in the airspace over the Capitol complex, correct?
My bill, correct. Other bills would address prisons and National Guard bases.
Okay, to expand that even further. All right, so now you also have these drug stops along the highway. What's up with that?
Well, you know, for years, police officers would stop drunk drivers, and they have a portable breathalyzer. They can read somebody their rights and ask them to take a test. And they know very quickly along the roadside how high somebody is on alcohol. Well, now science has provided a reliable saliva test for drugs, and it will detect everything from heroin to cocaine to marijuana. And this is a big concern because we're seeing more and more drug driving instead of drunk driving.
Would this detect the chemical components of marijuana along with other drugs out there? What would it cover? What kind of blanket are we talking here?
Well, anything that would be, pretty much anything that would be illegal to drive under,
okay.
You know, such as your heroin and the cocaine and methamphetamine and certainly marijuana.
What about drugs that are, you know, for example, like Xanax style thing, which are anti-anxiety, which can kind of sedate a person as well? What would that be covered under this?
No, that that is not one of them that would be covered.
Okay, so those type of things, because, you know, with high amounts of that particular drug, it's not recommended that you drive either, even though it's illegal. It's a prescription drug, but it's not illegal. It's a controlled substance. All right, so you've got that going. Where does that stand then right now?
Well, it's just been introduced and passed through the Senate Judiciary, so it's on the Senate floor. I expect that this will pass. The state police reported a lot more deaths in 2014 from drugged driving. So this is a big concern. We want to make sure that the officers alongside the road have all the science at their disposal. Even back in my career of 31 years, I saw a guy in Waverly Road drive a Winnebago onto the railroad tracks, thinking it was a road, and he was high on drugs.
Yeah, I was out of town that weekend. That was not me, but I'm sure that was and a Winnebago. Interesting that they're interesting to drive anyway, let alone on the tracks and high. Okay, before we let you go, and we appreciate you being on today as always. Where do you stand on, you know, hear what the governor said yesterday about the water issue, the water crisis in Flint? Something comes through in short order with a thumbs up to the legislature for those X number of millions. Where do you stand on that? Do you see that going through pretty quick?
I absolutely will support the governor's plan to temporarily connect them to Detroit water and eventually run in a pipe from Lake Huron, good, clean, pure lake water. And that's why I fight so hard to keep our Great Lakes pure.
Were you disturbed seeing what you did see over the last couple of weeks with the news that came out from the testing that was done?
Yeah, absolutely. It's not acceptable to continue to have the people of Flint or anybody drink this water, so we're going to make sure it's good, clean water.
Do you have any issues with the oversight there, Senator, with the Michigan DEQ and their director, too, now coming under some fire? There was a very harsh editorial as well in the Detroit Free Press. Would you be in favor of pursuing that, or do you think it's basically get reconnected and move on?
Well, I'll leave that up to the governor. That's part of the executive branch, so he can review that and make decisions. But in my legislative power, I need to make sure that we get the water fixed, and we're going to do that.
In your mind, clean water, it's not really a partisan issue?
You know, I wouldn't care whether it was Flint or it could be Lansing, Detroit, could be anywhere in the state. We want to make sure citizens have good, clean water.
All right, Rick Jones, State Senator Grand Ledge, joining us this morning talking about drug stops along the roadway and a new way to detect for that on the spot. Also, drones flying over our state capitol complex. Would like to see that enshrined in state law. That's a no-no, unless you have approval with the commission and you show that you're qualified to fly that drone. Not just anybody can do it. Senator, we appreciate you being here. Have a wonderful weekend.
Have a great day.
All right. He's always got a busy schedule. I saw him post his schedule earlier on Facebook. More coming up. This is 1320 WILS.